Jesus is aware of you before you are aware of him. But his power is released only when you respond to him.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Jobe. Maybe you've listened to Straight Talk for some time now, and you've heard the teaching, and it's encouraged your heart, and it has spoken to your soul, but you have never made a clear, intentional decision to become a full-fledged follower of Jesus Christ. Now, there's a difference between being a sympathizer and being someone that's a fully committed disciple. The difference is that a sympathizer likes the words, enjoys the teaching, sympathizes with Jesus, but hasn't crossed the line to say, I'm committed more than just a sympathizer. The Bible's really clear about it. It's an act of the will and an act of faith that releases the power of the Holy Spirit and the work of Jesus into our life. There's no magic prayer, although a prayer in faith can mark the beginning of our conversion. It's us being willing to acknowledge that we cannot save ourselves, that we have sinned, that we have violated God's law, that we have made mistakes against God, and that we need those to be cleansed in our life. It's also willingness to believe and say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross, that you sacrificed yourself for me, and I believe that you have the power to cleanse me. The Bible tells us that when in faith we repent, we acknowledge our sin, and we embrace that Jesus will be our Savior and Lord, bow our knee and yield our will, that at that moment in time, truth mixes with faith, releases the Holy Spirit into our life, and the Bible refers to it as being born again or being a new creation or a new creature. Once you've made that decision, then you need to make sure that you plug into a community of faith. You need to find a church and plug into that church. You need to get baptized as a sign of your following Jesus Christ, and you need to begin to grow in your walk with God. That's what it means to be a disciple. So if you've never made that decision, then I urge you, I encourage you, don't let this day go by without making sure that you make that decision before God. And if you do make that decision listening to this broadcast, why don't you email me and let me know, hey, Mark, I was listening to your broadcast. This is the decision that I've made. We'd love to encourage you and send you some material to get started in your walk in God.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. We continue on today with Pastor Mark's series called Love Stops. And today is the second half of his message called Love Stops for Healing. Let's jump right in, Pastor Mark, with today's Straight Talk.
You're born with a soul, you're born with a body, and you're born with a spirit. Your spirit is that part of you that connects with the spiritual world. It's your tentacles into the spiritual world. And it's a part of you that allows you to relate to God, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When you're born as a baby, you're born with a body, you're born with a soul, and you're born with a spirit. Your body grows, your soul grows, and your spirit also grows. The problem with our spirit, though, is that our spirit becomes afflicted by our sin nature. And when we start sinning and disobeying God, our spirit starts to die within us and starts to shrivel inside of us, so that sometimes we get to a certain age and we don't hear God. We're not sensitive to God like we were when we were little children anymore. We're not convicted by things because we feel distant from God. Why? Because our spirit has shriveled inside of us. Ephesians chapter 2 says, when you come to God and you are born again, he makes alive the spirit within you. He quickens your spirit, and suddenly you're reborn and your spirit's alive within you, and it seems like you hear the voice of God more. You understand scripture more. Why? Because the spirit that was dead inside of you now has been made alive. Body, soul, and spirit. So if a doctor were to diagnose this woman, he typically would not look at the spirit and the soul part of her, he'd just look at her body. I read the commentary of a doctor by the name of Ralph F. Wilson. And he said about this woman that more than likely a doctor would have diagnosed this woman with Marie Strumpel disease, which is a fusion of the spine. People that suffer with this disease have excruciating pain of the spine, and the only way to find relief is that they have to bend over. And they find some relief. And then their spine fuses, and they have to bend over a little bit more to find relief. And it fuses some more, a severe form of arthritis, and they have to bend over more. And over the years, someone with this disease can be completely bent over and unable to straighten up again because their spine has now fused together. A doctor would have diagnosed her with this disease, but a doctor would not have understood that the root of this disease was actually in the spirit. And it says, and this woman had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. Jesus healed in the book of Luke. There's 26 miracles that Jesus performed in the book of Luke, and only about 6 or 7 of the illnesses were traced back to spirits or the spiritual realm. So not every disease is a result of the spirit, right? But it's foolish to think that our body can never be affected by the spirit. What I don't want you to do is you go out and get a cold and say, I'm rebuking that spirit of cold now. I'm not, get away from me, Satan, you got me a cold. No. You probably just, someone sneezed and you caught the virus. So let's not get extreme here, okay? And I'm happy to pray for you, but you know, when I pray for you, I pray and say, have you seen a doctor? Oh, Pastor, well, I want to walk in faith. Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with seeing a doctor. It takes as much faith to see a doctor as it does to be prayed for. So I encourage you to see a doctor. If you're sick, see a doctor. Come for prayer, but see a doctor. Address the body, soul, and spirit, all of it. But you know, don't lie on your deathbed saying, I'm not going to the doctor because it's a lack of faith. No. It's foolish not to go to a doctor. God uses doctors. So I want to make that clear that I believe in doctors. And if you're studying to be a doctor, bless you. Be a good doctor. Pray while you operate. Ask God for wisdom. And do body, soul, and spirit, right? But this woman had been in this state so long, a state of bondage. It started in the spirit, and it affected her body, and it spilled over to her soul so that it had warped her personality. And some of us have been bound for so long that we've become used to our bondage. It has warped our personality. The way we look at people, the way we interact with God, the way we walk, the way we talk has been shaped by the bondage that we are in. We have become a product of our bondage. We have become a product of the things that enslave us. And so you think it's you, but it's a warped you. You think that, well, that's just the way I am. No. Anything inside of you, the way you are, is in the image of God. So anything that's not in the image of God is a sign of the warped you, not the real you, not the way God created you to be, not the way God engineered you to be. It's the warped you that has emerged because of your bondage, that has emerged because of how long you have been bound by it. People could look at this woman and say she lacks confidence because maybe she was used to people looking at her and despising her. Oh, she's shy. No, maybe she's not really shy. Maybe she's been bound so long she doesn't want to address people because she feels inadequate when she does. It's not the real her. It's the warped her. It's the distorted her. It's what happens when you've been that way so long. If you've been an addict for a while, maybe you get used to lying and deceiving. If you have a compulsive addictive behavior, you used to lie, to deceive, to shift blames. And people say, well, that's just the way they are. They can't be trusted. But let me tell you, that's not the real them. That's the distorted them. The them that's been bound by an addiction for so long that you allow that addiction to shape your personality, to take away truth, to warp who you are. But that's not who you are. That's what a warped you looks like, but it's not the real you. And what God desires to do is God desires to bring healing to our body, soul, and spirit so that the real you can emerge. The you that hasn't been bound, the you that's healed and restored and new, the you that can relate to others and is not hiding and blame shifting, the you that has something to give, that's what God is bringing out. The third thing I want you to write down, if you're taking notes this morning, write this down. Listen, Jesus is aware of you before you are aware of him. But his power is released only when you respond to him. I want you to see what happened. It says that Jesus walked into the synagogue and he saw this woman. I love what it says in verse 12. It says, when Jesus saw her. I want you to notice that Jesus was aware of her before she was aware of him. Listen, some of you think that you found Jesus. Jesus didn't need to be found. He was never lost. You didn't find Jesus. You discovered that Jesus is there. And he's like been there all the time. So I go, I got lost. Jesus kind of got lost track of me. After all, there's 6.5 billion people in the world. I mean, he just kind of lost track of me. I was just kind of in the crowd and was like, where's that guy? I remember him being born, but you know, lost track. I didn't even recognize. No, that's not Jesus. Jesus has been a part of your journey all along. The Spirit of God has followed you, tracked you all along. He's been intimately aware of your life all along. Scripture says that he knows, listen, to the ultimate ridiculous detail, he knows everything about you. Scripture says in Matthew that he has counted the hairs on your head. For me, man, he's had to like keep changing that number over and over like, 20,000, 19,000, 18,000, 430, 17,000. He's down to a couple hundred now. But, you know, every detail about our life, he's aware of. And he watched this woman who was oblivious to him. This woman that had entered the synagogue and entered out of the synagogue. This woman that had prayed at times. This woman that had believed and hoped for a better life. But what she did not realize was that her life was about to be radically changed. Why? The difference, the presence of God. The discovered presence of God. He saw her before she saw him. As Jesus watched her in the synagogue, it says, and he called her forward. Oh, he saw her. She's bound. The heart of Jesus always wants people free. There's something about the Spirit of God that stirs when people are bound that says, I want them free.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Love Stops for Healing. It's from our current series called Love Stops. Please stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke chapter 13. We're in verses 10 through 13. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called Love Stops for Healing.
There's something that stirs in the heart of the Spirit of God when there's sickness, disease, and bondage that makes the heart of God says, you were not created for that. You are called to be free. You are called to walk in freedom. He sees her, and now suddenly he's seen her, and now his voice emerges out of his being, and he calls her, woman, come here. She hears the voice that she's never heard before, even though she's been in the synagogue over and over and over again. But now she hears a voice that's calling her forward. At that moment in time, she has a choice to make. I don't want to go forward. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't trust you. I've been disappointed before. I don't think I'm going to listen. No, I'm okay back here. Listen, I don't believe anything can happen. I've been hurt and disappointed by promises before. I think I'll stay back. But instead, something in her spirit says, go. Oh, you see, that was a crucial choice. That was a choice that changed her life. Because when you hear the voice of God speaking to your spirit and you respond in faith, believing and obedience that causes you to take action, now she is mobilized towards obedience to that voice and she comes to him with expectation in her spirit. See, part of the problem is when we come to God, oftentimes we don't expect. And you receive according to your expectation. You don't expect anything, you usually don't get anything. See, faith causes us to expect. When we don't expect, we don't get. Yeah, I'm not going to get anything. What do you think is going to happen in church? I'm throw a few bucks in the offering. Hopefully it doesn't go over time. 2 weeks ago, man, it's like, come on, guy, finish up. Hey, listen, you come like that, you walk out of here basically you walk out of here having sort of fulfilled your duty to be in the house of worship, a couple bucks shorter because that you threw in the offering place, but you know what? You don't get anything. May it be done to you according to your faith is what Jesus said. Jesus went to his hometown of Nazareth where he grew up. And the Bible says, and no miracles were done there because people did not believe. This is Jesus. And no miracles were done in his hometown except a few people were healed because people didn't believe. Because people said they didn't expect that the son of the carpenter, the son of Joseph and Mary had anything to give. So when they came to Jesus, they're like, yeah, we know you. You're like Joseph Jr., right? You don't have anything. What are you going to do, man? We grew up around. We played in the hood with you. We don't expect anything. So listen, when you come with no expectation, you receive according to how you come. People that come with faith receive according to their faith. People that come expecting to hear the voice of God. And when they hear the voice of God through faith speaking to them and respond to the voice of God, there is something dynamic that happens when the word of God goes forward, empowered by faith. And when it interacts with your spirit and finds faith, it finds a place to grow. And it finds this dynamic spiritual combustion occurs that brings about the grace of God and brings about the power of God and starts changing people left and right. He called her forward and he said, "Woman." Oh, he makes it so simple, doesn't he? "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." King James says, "Woman, thou art loosed." The word he uses one of being set free, like one that owes a debt, and then they're set free from their debt. It's used in the verbiage that he uses there, by the way, means your present and your past. It's an ongoing being set free. Not just you're set free for this moment, but you're set free to continue in your freedom. In the Greek verbiage. "Woman, you are free now to walk in freedom. Be free." And then I love this, verse 13. It says, "And then Jesus put his hands on her." This woman that was curved over in her spine. This woman that had allowed somehow a spirit somewhere down the road 18 years before. She had opened some door in her life that had affected her spirit. And there, her spirit was being afflicted by a spirit from the outside that kept her shriveled, that affected her body, that affected her soul. And little did she know it, but for 18 years she was walking around that way. Listen, it tells us in John that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but that God, that Jesus has come to set us free and to give us life so that we experience it abundantly. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus has come so that you can have life and that you can have it in abundance. He lays his hands on her. People are watching. And immediately something that has never happened, something that she has tried to do over and over. You don't think that she's tried to straighten out her back. You don't think that she's gotten in front of a mirror and pushed until tears came down her eyes as she tried to straighten, do in the power of the flesh what can only be done in the power of the Spirit. See, some of you are here and you've tried to change. You've tried to change. You've said, I want to be different. You've tried to change something that it has kept you bound, and you say, I don't want to be that way. You've tried and tried to change and have been unable, because there are certain things that can only be changed in the power of the Spirit of God, with the touch and power of God, that you can never do on your own. And finally, because of the word of God and the touch of God, Jesus lays his hands on her, and it says immediately she straightened up. And I love this. She straightened up. And now for the first time in years, she looks to the heaven and starts praising. Praise be to God Almighty that I am free. Thank you, Lord, that I have been set free. She praises. She doesn't say, well, look at me. You see, I use this technique and I got my spine to straighten out a little bit. You know, come to me. I could be a good consultant. No. You see, if you could do it on your own, you could praise yourself. But when you know your brokenness and you can't, then you become the greatest praiser. Only when you know how broken you've been and how much God has done will you really begin to praise him. Will you really begin to praise him? Well, I don't want to come to the worship time. I just want to come for the word, the teaching time. I don't like to sing. No. It's not about singing. It's about praising. About praising. Well, I'm not a great singer. We don't need you to be a singer. I mean, people around you know you're not a great singer, but you know. We want you to be a praiser. Make a joyful noise. A heart that says, God, you are the one that has set me free. You are the one that's changed me. You are the holy God. It's you. Oh, I'm out of time here, but here I'm going to close with this. Listen, there's authority in the words and the touch of Jesus to break bondage, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Physical, emotional, and spiritual. And here's what I want you to understand. Listen. There's authority and power in the words of Jesus. And partly there's authority and power in Jesus because of the cross of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus, being perfect, went to that cross and he was nailed in the cross. And if the story would have ended there, he would have been just another good person like Gandhi that tried to bring freedom to India, or like a Martin Luther King that ushered in the civil rights movement and died at the hands of an assassin, a bullet. But no, the thing about Jesus is on the third day he resurrected. And when he resurrected, here's the thing. What it demonstrated is that Jesus has power over sickness, over disease, over death itself. And it tells us in the Bible that he has been raised to the right hand of the Father, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he's placed all things under his feet so that he has authority. That word authority means something. It means he has power and influence over. There is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no bondage, there is nothing that Jesus Christ cannot release power and authority over. He has resurrected with resurrection power and life-changing power. It's the power of the cross. It's that power that makes a community of faith different. It's that power that makes this not a lecture. Because it's not just truth, it's truth in spirit. If it were just truth, then this would be a lecture and you could fill your notebooks and some of it could help you in practical ways to improve your life. But what makes this different is that it's truth and spirit combined together, so that it's not just truth, it's truth inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit that has supernatural influence on our life to change us. In areas where we cannot change ourselves. That's the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that God wants people whole, body, soul, and spirit.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe and his message called Love Stops for Healing. It's from our current series called Love Stops. Please do join us again on the next Straight Talk as we continue more in this series. Have you downloaded our free Straight Talk app yet? There you can download a free copy of this message as well. You'll find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. We have some great messages on family, relationships, and how to grow in your spiritual walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD, you can also contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. Why don't you join us at New Life Midway, where you can hear Pastor Mark in person at either 9:30 a.m. or 11:30 a.m. at 5101 South Keeler near Midway Airport. If you're on the train, it's the Orange Line with the Pulaski stop. Well, that's it for us on the Straight Talk team. Thank you so much for joining us again. On behalf of Pastor Mark and all of us, have a great evening and God bless.